I've got these trainers for my birthday. I'm coming back. This is stupid. You're wet now, Mark giggled. Stamp on it. Go on. Make the hole big enough to see inside. Go on, Jamie. Don't be a baby. Mark knew exactly what to say to rile his younger brother. Jamie angrily started jumping up and down on the roof of the horse box, splashing Mark in the process. They were both soaked now, but it didn't matter. Despite the horrible smell, they were having fun. With each jump, Jamie brought his knees up to his chest, getting as much height as he could. And each time he landed, the hole opened up a little more. Until, with one jump too many, the roof finally split completely and gave way beneath his weight. To Mark's horror, Jamie disappeared beneath the surface and into the submerged horse box. The next 5 seconds seemed to last forever. Not knowing what else to do, Mark held his breath, as though he too was underwater. Finally, Jamie bobbed back up, gasping and slapping the surface of the water with his palms. He snatched at the air, trying to find the oar being waved above his head until Mark managed to guide it into his hands, pulling his little brother to the wall of the horse box. Jamie draped his armpits over the top of the wall, wiped his face, and gradually let the wonderful realization that he wasn't going to die sink in. Mark was as white as a sheet as the thought of what could have been spun round in his head. But Jamie, knowing that he'd now earned enough cool points to last a lifetime, began to laugh, and this finally gave Mark permission to relax. The boys grinned at each other, then started laughing hysterically. Until Mark's expression suddenly changed when something broke the surface of the water behind his brother. Mark couldn't see what it was at first, but gradually the thing bobbing about, just inches away from the back of Jamie's head, turned and twisted in the water until it was suddenly, sickeningly recognizable. The human skull didn't have much flesh attached, but it was enough to drive the carrion crows crazy as they wheeled about in the sky above, so near and yet so far away from such a tempting feast. Jamie. The serious tone in Mark's voice made Jamie stop laughing and pay attention. Grab the oar. I'll pull you over the side, then you swim to the boat. The old, rotted corpse bobbed back and forth as Jamie kicked his legs, and then he jerked as he felt something cold and slimy brushing against him.